This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Senate passed the House coronavirus relief bill today. That's the $8.5 billion package. The big one, a trillion or more, is still in the negotiating stage. But the message is that stimulus is coming. It's just a question of when. And for some, it's a question of how the government's going to pay for it. They're going to borrow it, is the answer. Unless maybe they don't have to. Marketplace's Sabri Benishaw reports now on a small but growing call for the government to just, you know, print the money out of thin air.
Sam Gold is a photographer in New York, where the city is all but on lockdown. Things are not going well.
All of the shoots, basically from today on, have completely canceled or postponed. So I went from having a fully booked calendar for March and April to now nothing.
Multiply this across millions of jobs throughout the economy, and this is what a recession looks like. Gold still has to pay rent, still has to eat. The Treasury Department wants to send $1,000 checks to people like Gold. Congress is working out aid packages for industries and small businesses. This could all easily cost $1 trillion. Larry Seidman, professor at the University of Delaware, says the Treasury should send out even more, checks of $3,000. And he says the Fed should just print the money.
The Federal Reserve should be permitted to write a huge check to the Treasury, and the check would be not a loan. It would be a grant, so the Treasury does not have to borrow, and there would be no increase in our federal government debt.
But nothing is ever totally free, even free money. Kent Smetters is professor at the Wharton School.
If you kept doing that willy-nilly, you're going to cause inflation.
Econ 101, too much money in the system, prices go up. When central banks do this, it's called monetizing the debt, by the way.
In fact, when we see really high inflationary countries like Zimbabwe, it all comes from them monetizing the debt.
But Smetter says you're not really likely to get that kind of inflation in a recession short term. And he says it may well be worth some inflation in the long term to get people the help they need now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishaw for Marketplace.